What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
We're back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase here at ESPN 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick here with you, along with Chase McCabe. Darren McFarlane is off this week. Marquise Munson hanging out with Chase back at the studio today. It's great to have a couple of guys. Marquise has a little company over there. As I promised you earlier, there was a big story over the weekend. I know right now we're just craving all kinds of competition. The PGA Tour is back, even without the galleries. They've been playing a few tournaments here, and a great story came out of this past weekend up in Cromwell, Connecticut, at the Travelers Championship. You may have watched it, and you may not have even known that there was a Nashville connection here. Will Gordon is a former golfer at Vanderbilt. He's a former SEC Player of the Year on Vanderbilt's fine men's program, the men's and women's golf programs at Vanderbilt. Outstanding success over the last several years. Will Gordon fired a 64 yesterday and ends up in a tie for third. So an outstanding performance. And he joins us here on the show. Will, congratulations on the performance, and thanks a lot for spending a few minutes with us today.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. Yeah, it was an awesome weekend, and like you said, it's great that golf's back, and we're really excited about last weekend and trying to build on that momentum moving forward.
Boy, I can imagine. So what has the last 24 hours been like? It must be a complete whirlwind with a lot of people paying attention to you that maybe are just getting to know you.
Yeah, I think, the last, ever since I kind of took the lead on Friday afternoon, it's been crazy. I mean, my phone's been blowing up, and I'm super appreciative of everybody that's been reaching out with some positive messages and support. I was just super super pleased with myself, how I was able to hang in there yesterday on a kind of the weekend, competing with some of the best players in the world.
Well, it's funny, we talk to a lot of people, whether it be a player comes up from Milwaukee trying to make the Predators and stick in the National Hockey League, or somebody that's playing in the minor leagues in baseball gets the call up and is trying to stick in there. I know it's extremely competitive to make it on the PGA Tour, especially at your age, at the age of 23. So tell people, Will, what this means for you, this kind of finish, in terms of the points you get and how this allows you to keep playing at that level.
Yeah, I mean, so I've been lucky enough to have some starts this year on the PGA Tour. So this is my seventh start this season, and just through accruing some points, and this week kind of pushed me over the edge of some pretty big benchmarks and got me special temporary membership for the rest of the year. So any tournaments have available, I can play in as many as I get invited to the rest of the year, and projection-wise, it looks like I have a pretty good chance of securing my PGA Tour card for next year. So it was a big week, and it just means so much for me and my team, because it's not just me. There's 10, 15 people that are really putting everything they got into this operation. So we're super excited, and it's just been a lot of hard work in these last 3-4 months with so much uncertainty. The timing's unbelievable.
Yeah, just maneuvering through this whole period of time and getting yourself ready. You've been rewarded for, I guess, how you stayed sharp during the time that, nobody was playing professionally. So take us through that time, and how you tried to mentally stay focused and physically stay focused.
Yeah, I think, right when this all happened, I had a couple tournaments, lined up for, but they obviously got canceled because of COVID. It was a big letdown at first. I think, I had some really long and hard conversations with some of my team, and kind of just realized, just like life in general, nobody's going to feel sorry for you, and you got to go take what you want. And so that's kind of what I kind of rallied around mentally, and really had the time over the last 3 months to kind of change some things that, normally you wouldn't have that downtime to kind of work on some technical things, fundamentals that I just, usually you're playing year round, you don't have that downtime. So, it was a blessing in disguise, and we've done a really awesome job of getting everything moving in the same direction from my trainer to my swing coach to the mental side of the game. And everything's just moving in the same direction, and everybody who was kind of involved knew that something like this was coming, and it's just nice to have.
Well, you had a great tournament overall, but it had to be a highlight for you, and I'm sure it was a challenge mentally for you when you get paired with Phil Mickelson, a legend of the game that I'm sure as you grew up and you were learning golf, I mean, he's a household name that we've been watching for a long time. So what was that like when you learned that you were going to be playing with him?
Yeah, I think when I mean, obviously it's a dream come true to play with a guy you've looked up to your entire life. But yeah, it was, he was super nice, and we knew some people in common. So he was, super, super friendly and super encouraging. And, we didn't do a ton of talking out there, but, it was cool to see him work and see some of the shots he hit that he's famous for hitting. It was good to be around, but I think I handled it okay. It was a lot of noise, I think, going on. And, I've never been in that position, but I hung in there nicely, and I was able to bounce back Sunday and really take advantage of the opportunity.
Will Gordon is with us, professional golfer, finished third yesterday in the Travelers. And obviously the big conversation that we've been having for the last few months, Will, is everything going on with coronavirus and the health and safety. And I know that there have been some golfers that pulled out and have tested positive and are caddies testing positive. But when you went through the entire process this past weekend of the health and safety stuff, what was that like, and how did you feel going through it?
Yeah, I think, we're on the way, me and my caddy right now are on the way to Detroit. So like the first thing we'll do when we get there is get tested. And, so last week we got tested, Monday, and we were able to, go practice, but we were not allowed to go inside. Now that's changed this week. So we will get tested, and then we can go to the hotel, but we can't go on anywhere on property. So we'll wait for our test results to get back. And, I think last week I was really impressed with how the tour handled it. There was so many very practical ways to keep players safe. And, all the food was packaged. So you just went up and had a choice, and instead of like a buffet style, how it usually is, stuff like that. Everybody was wearing their mask. I seemed that everybody was keeping their distance and being very aware. And I think that's very current with the times, because we have to be sensitive to the fact that, this thing is very dangerous. And I think it's just everybody's becoming more and more aware of what they can do to stop the spread of it. So I think I was just super impressed with how Jay Monahan and the commissioner of the PGA Tour and the rest of the tour handled it. And everybody wants to play is the important thing to remember. Everybody doesn't want the tour to stop. So I think that's what's keeping everybody motivated to keep practicing these good guidelines.
Yeah. And I think what we've seen too is, and this is something that we've discussed about all these sports returning, whether it's your sport or NASCAR or baseball, hockey, what have you, that's coming up in a few weeks, that just because there could be one set of guidelines when everything starts, things are going to change. You're going to adapt. You're going to learn as you go. And I think that we've seen that, especially with the PGA Tour, of they got everybody back, and now they've adjusted some of the rules. But I think that that's a positive, and hopefully it continues to grow as we move forward.
Yeah, I think, I mean, exactly like you said, it's just the new normal. And, I mean, people are adjusting to it pretty quickly. So I think the more people embrace that and are open to these ideas and strategies people have to kind of combat the virus, I think it's everybody wants to play. So, and when that's everybody's motivation, I think everybody realizes they have to do their part. And I've been really encouraged to be around so many guys doing their part to combat the virus and stay safe. It's just weird. It's so weird. Like, you know, your entire life you shake hands after you play and give each other fist bumps after good shots, and all that's going away. But it's stuff we have to do, and it's not a big sacrifice for the bigger picture.
So forgive the ignorance for this question. I listened to you talk about, you know, what kind of your next steps of getting your tour card. But with major championships, how does that apply what you have now? How does that apply to major championships, or does it?
Yeah, so this year, they usually have U.S. Open qualifying, but obviously because of COVID, things are just changing. But this year, the British Open got canceled and the Masters was postponed. So the Masters field for November is already set. But to get into any of those, I think my world ranking moved up to, I think, 190. Now, so if I continue to climb that, and once you get around that 50, top 50 in the world number, you start getting into major championships, and obviously the U.S. Open, you have an opportunity to qualify next year. But yeah, I think just like I've kind of handled this process since I've graduated, good golf takes care of everything, and I just got to continue to focus on doing my job and let the rest take care of itself.
Will Gordon is with us, former SEC Player of the Year at Vanderbilt, coming off a third-place finish up in Connecticut on the PGA Tour. So tell us a little bit about your Vanderbilt experience. Will, it's been, as we mentioned before, a really good program over the last few years, and obviously the SEC is stacked top to bottom. So just the battles that you had throughout your career as a Commodore, how did that prepare you for this moment?
Yeah, I think, one thing out of high school I wanted to do was I wanted to go play in the best tournaments against the best players, and Vanderbilt was an unbelievable, it's also, I mean, obviously a great school and an unbelievable city. So Vanderbilt kind of has it all, and Coach Limbaugh does an unbelievable, encouraging to become the best people and players we can be. But yeah, like you said, playing against those players throughout college, I mean, yesterday I played with John Rahm, and I remember my freshman year of college, I came in third or fourth, and John won a tournament. We played together, and I was like, dang, I mean, just being able to compare yourself against somebody like that, you know, 2 months into college is such a big advantage when you're playing a schedule like Vanderbilt does. The environment was unbelievable. We had so many good players, Matthias Schwab, John Augustine, Patrick Martin, Theo Humphrey, I can go on. There's just so many good guys, and guys we talk with each other, you know, 3-4 times a week, just encouraging each other, asking each other how to get better. And when you have a type of environment like that with a whole bunch of dudes who are secure in themselves and secure in their goals, you're able to learn from each other and grow. So I think that's just the most important part of why Vanderbilt was such a huge beneficial step for me.
Well, last thing before we let you go, you grew up in Davidson, North Carolina, which is not a huge town, but of course an awesome school there in Davidson. You happened to be growing up when a pretty big sports icon was playing basketball there. So tell us about your connection with Steph Curry.
Yeah, I mean, when I was growing up, so my family was a host family for several Davidson basketball players when I was growing up. So I idolized those guys. And when I was like 10 to 12, Steph was coming through college, and we had just shared that similar interest of golf, and I was pretty good for my age, and so Steph and I used to go play all the time, and we probably played 9 or 10, 12 times, something like that, and he's just been super encouraging. He's continued to reach out through college, and as I've turned pro, he'll text me and just tell me that he's watching and that he's encouraged, and he sent me a nice message this week, and it's just really nice of him to be at the top of his profession and take the time out of his day to encourage me. And he's been a huge inspiration for me. So, it's been cool to see him reach the pinnacle of his career and something that inspires me.
Man, that's pretty amazing. So how good is he on the golf course? He's pretty good, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's real good. He beat me the last time we played when I was probably in 8th or 9th grade, and he had asked to tee it up again, so I think he just wanted to get in the win column and then get out of there. So he's a heck of a player, but I wouldn't put anything past that guy with his work ethic. So it'd be interesting to see if he had a full time to dedicate to golf, what would happen. But he's a special person.
Man, that is pretty awesome. Will, congratulations on your achievement over the weekend. Best of luck going forward here in this whirlwind, and thanks a lot for spending a few minutes with us today.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right, that's Will Gordon, former Commodore, coming off a great weekend on the PGA Tour, and buddy with Steph Curry. How cool
that's
is that?
Cool.
We'll come back, and we will have the final segment. We've got a lot to get to. We'll sort of process what we just heard there from Will and move forward. Stay tuned. This is Darren, Donick, and Chase here on 102.5 The Game.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.